This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Children's Health, Fitness, and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Dean Butler, Coaching Manager at Ginger Sport, who is here with us today to speak about why soccer is a great sport for little kids. Ginger Sport provides fun soccer sessions to thousands of kids every week across Queensland, Australia. Dean, good morning and welcome to eHealth Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and certainly appreciate your time and for coming out today. So, kicking things off, choosing an activity for your kids is certainly overwhelming. We all know that as parents. Why do you think soccer is such a great sport for little ones to start out with?
Yeah, you are right. The choice can be really overwhelming. For parents, I think choosing an activity, they need to have a bit of a checklist, either in their head or on like a piece of paper in front of them. I think first and foremost, parents are wanting their kids to have fun. And let's face it, we all want our kids to have fun, and they learn the best when they're having fun. From that, I think there's some other benefits: value for money, gross motor skills, emotional well-being, social skills. Also think that, you know, we want as parents to have our kids being healthy and active.
Most definitely, and not stay tied to the computer and indoors 24/7. Physical fitness is an obvious benefit, but can you tell us a little more about the effects of sport on the emotional well-being of our children?
Of course. We all know that, like, physical fitness is great on our bodies, and, you know, that's just a true fact. But sport and exercise is great for creating those happy hormones called serotonin. When we're active, we feel happier. When we feel happier, we make better decisions. When we have better relationships, we even eat better. And kids are no different. They feel happier, they are calmer, they learn better, they can organize the information that they're receiving, they feel included, they feel loved. And at the end of the day, that's really what we want for our kids, isn't it?
It most certainly is. And some sports are traditionally thought of as boys only or girls only sports. What is it that you think that makes soccer so great for both boys and girls?
Firstly, I think the physical differences in kids doesn't really come out until puberty. Boys start getting stronger when they hit puberty. Prior to that, boys and girls are pretty much on the same playing field. So running, kicking, jumping, all the gross motor skills, boys and girls can enjoy and develop together. The team aspect of soccer is great because boys and girls, they can see a realistic view of society where men and women can work together. Not in separate, like, boys and girls endeavors, instead enforcing gender stereotypes. It shows children that they can work and they're capable of playing equal together. Girls also learn from boys and boys learn from girls. Having them work together on a team can only bring really good things.
Today we are speaking with Dean Butler, coaching manager at Ginger Sport, that provides fun soccer sessions to thousands of kids every week across Queensland, Australia, here on eHealth Radio's Children's Health, Fitness, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dean, what do you think is the most rewarding thing about coaching little kids?
Kids are great to work with. Honestly, I love it because they tell it how it is. They don't dance around. If they don't like something or they love something, they'll tell you. But what's really rewarding is seeing their really excited smiles on their face, and each week that you work with them, seeing them progress and their skills become better. They're becoming more confident in themselves. It's just a really great place to work and environment to work in.
And we've also heard the saying, you shouldn't work with children and animals, but what's the funniest or most embarrassing thing a child has said or done at a session?
Kids are funny. Kids are so funny. One of the funniest I heard was this little girl got upset, and I asked her what was wrong, and she said that she doesn't want to be friends with this boy next to her because she couldn't spell his name. It was so funny that just because she couldn't spell his name, she didn't want to be friends. But every day we get circumstances happen like that, and kids just always make us laugh.
I'm sure there's never a dull moment, without a question. Finally, have you got any tips for our listeners on how to keep kids enthusiastic about sports?
It's important at an early age, I think, to bring positive messages about sport. Mums and dads, just to keep being good role models for your kids, show them the benefits of being healthy and just making it really, really fun for them. Because if something's fun, we want to keep doing it.
Certainly hitting on some good information. We certainly appreciate your time today. Where can listeners get more information about Ginger Sport and how can they be in touch?
So there's a few websites you can go through. You can go through www.gingersport.com.au. That's our main website. You can also follow us on Facebook. Just look at Ginger Sport, or at Twitter, Ginger_Sport as well. So,
well, Dean, once again, we thank you for your time. Continued success, and keep on keeping on and making a difference with the children out there in Queensland, Australia. And we look forward to having you back with us with an update right here on eHealth Radio.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me today.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. We've been speaking with Dean Butler, coaching manager at Ginger Sport, that provides fun soccer sessions to thousands of kids every week across Queensland, Australia. And for more information and for contact, simply visit gingersport.com.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Children's Health, Fitness, and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.